We probably don't think about it that much, but for the most of us, one thing that brings us to church on Sunday morning and on Wednesday night and any other time that we come is the fact that you and I were baptized, mostly somewhere along the way. Some of us were baptized without given any choice in the matter. Cries at the baptismal font are not interpreted theologically. Some of us were baptized because we had turned 10 years old, and that was me in the Baptist church, but I did it at 7, and decided that we were sick and tired of not getting to drink the grape juice and eat that little chiclet. Because at my church, you did not do that until you became a member. And some of us were in a worship service somewhere along the way, and ministers' words made us cry, made something happen within us. And we were invited to be baptized. Some of us have never been baptized because we've never seen any reason why we should. Some of us haven't been baptized, but we've had to work hard to avoid seriously considering it. You see, it's good that we learn the meaning of our baptisms after the fact. None of us fully knew what we were really doing on the day we were baptized. I didn't, and I know a lot of other people didn't. But I did know that something had happened in my life, and it had happened a little bit earlier. But I knew it was time. But years later, as we make our way slowly into our faith, the purpose begins to unfold, and it continues to unfold. We discover what our baptism means after the event rather than before. You see, that's how it was for Jesus as well. At least in Matthew's gospel today, that's how it was. The story skips from Jesus as an infant to Jesus at 30 years old. And we don't have a clue as to what happened in between in his gospel. One day Jesus puts down his hammer, takes off his tool belt, hangs a clothes sign on the door of the carpenter shop, and he asks, "What does God want of me? What does God want of me?" Jesus heads south that day, and he finds his cousin John standing in the muddy Jordan River in his camel hair baptismal robe that he might have had on, smelling of locust and honey. And Jesus gets in line and waits his turn. He wades out into the water right next to real live sinners like you and me. Just normal people. While three of the gospel lessons tell the story of Jesus' baptism, only Matthew records the curious conversation before the baptism. Jesus is eager to be baptized, but John hesitates. They stand hip deep in the river and they engage in a fervent theological debate concerning that day. Whom should baptize whom? The first time Jesus speaks in Matthew's gospel, it is to say that he needs to be baptized. Because baptism will help him learn who he is meant to be. Jesus leans back into the water because he believes that God is calling him to a different kind of life. When Jesus stands up, the waters of the Jordan dripping down his face, he sees the Spirit descending like a dove to rest upon his soggy head. The Spirit comes not as an all-consuming fire of judgment, but with the flutter of hopeful wings, a voice says, "You are my child. I love you. I'm delighted with you. You are my child." Jesus goes out into the desert for 40 days to think about what it means to be God's child. Jesus spends all the days and years that follow that afternoon in the Jordan River discovering the meaning of his baptism. You see, Jesus gives everything. He gives His dreams and His deeds, His labors, and life itself. Jesus gives Himself to God's people, takes His place with hurting people. He takes His place in line with hurting people. He takes His place on Calvary with hurting people. He takes His place along the journey of those 3 years of ministry with hurting people. You see, baptism was Jesus' commissioning into the ministry. You see, during the week before His death, the leaders of the temple challenged Jesus in Matthew 21:23 by saying, "By what authority are you doing these things? Whose authority do you have?" And Jesus answers with a reference to His baptism. "Was the baptism of John from heaven or not? I was baptized. That's why I do the things that I do." In the waters of baptism, Jesus heard the Spirit calling Him to speak the truth and live with grace. So Jesus doesn't die of old age, you and I know. He dies because He takes His baptism seriously. When Jesus cries out on the cross, "It is finished," it is His baptism that is complete. You see, baptism, like most beginnings, find meaning long after the event. Beginning is often easy, while finishing sometimes is often hard. The significance of any decision takes a while to emerge, to come to fruition, to come out. Moments of initiation are meaningless until we are true to that very promise of that beginning. You see, you and I are handing a map, but when we have to take this particular trip, it takes our whole lives to finish the journey that we began when we were baptized. You see, we're on a journey, and you hear me say that we're on a journey so many times. We're on life's journey. We journey together, you and I. We are on a journey with God. Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. We journey with our brothers and sisters in Christ. We come together and walk side by side, hand in hand. And we do so much for God. So what does it mean for you and I to live out our baptisms? If we are to live our baptisms, we cannot make ourselves comfortable. We cannot do only what will be appreciated. And we cannot be satisfied with the things the way they are. You see, our baptisms demand us to think. They demand us that we struggle with what's right and what's wrong, and what's important and what's not. We have to have a little bit of responsibility. We have to start questioning. We have to make better decisions. You see, the children of God tell the truth in a world that lies. The children of God give in a world that takes. You see, children of God love in a world that is full of lust. Children of God make peace in a world that is always fighting. Children of God serve in a world that wants to be served. Children of God pray in a world that waits to be entertained. And children of God take chances in a world that worships safely. We have to take a chance. You see, the baptized are citizens of an eccentric community where financial success is not a goal. Security is not the highest good, and sacrifice is a daily event. It's something that we put on when we take up His cross and we follow Him. When we take on the waters of baptism and begin to learn its meaning, we follow. You see, baptism is also our ordination into ministry. our vow to live with more concern for the hurting than for our own comfort, and our promise to take issue with ideas with which everyone else agrees. Baptism is the commitment to share our time with the poor and listen to the lonely. What did it mean when you were baptized? Just think about it. The meaning of your baptism is seen in what you think, feel, and do this day. As I said, many of you don't even remember because you were a baby. Many of you don't know because it was sometime when you were young. But baptism is not always the water, but it's what happens after the water. It's what happens on the journey. Have you done anything today that you wouldn't have done if you had not been baptized? We are forever answering the question in our lives each and every day, why was I baptized? And when we answer that question, we're ready to take the next step. Join us every day on that step together as we journey together with God's children, as we journey together as a community of faith, as we journey together with our brothers and sisters at home, at school, at work, as we journey with them along life's way, as we stop and listen to people around us, as we take time to be a part of someone else's life. Why was I baptized? Are we ready to take the next step? Let us pray.